1. Callie. I'm not getting out of bed today. This is an amazing mattress. Just the right amount of firm to soft ratio. This comforter rocks, too. It's puffy, but not suffocating. These sheets are a high thread count. Breathable. I did good when I picked these out. I could stay here all day. Don't need to go grocery shopping. Who needs to eat when you have a mattress like this? Laundry? I won't need clothes if I stay in bed. This is the perfect solution to all of life's problems. But what is that awful smell? A long, wet tongue slides across my cheek, and I groan. Go back to sleep, Maverick. With my eyelids still closed, I reach out and smooth my fingers through my retriever's fluffy fur. His tongue makes another pass over my cheek, and again I'm hit with a blast of that stench. My nose scrunches as my head jerks up off the pillow. Maverick, did you eat your poop again? His head dips down, and he rests it on top of his front paws. Don't give me those eyes. They're not going to work on me this time. He leaps off the bed and bounds into the hallway, tail swatting from left to right as he waits for me at the top of the stairs. Guess I'm getting out of bed. I flip the comforter off my body, swing my legs to the side of the mattress, and jam my feet into my plush white slippers. Once I'm vertical, my head throbs like someone dropped an anvil on it. I grip onto the cool iron banister and take my time down the spiral staircase. Maverick waits at the bottom, his body thrashing like a shark from the momentum of his tail. You are way too awake for me right now, bud. He woofs in response and prances into the kitchen ahead of me. When I stagger into the kitchen, sunlight streams through the windows, reflecting off the marble countertop and searing my retinas. I yank the cord on the blinds and bury my face in the crook of my elbow, hissing like Dracula. Maverick plops down at my feet, nuzzling my ankle with his wet nose. We both jump when we hear the creak of the front door, and then he takes off into the foyer. Paul strides into the kitchen, saturated in sweat from his morning run, and I hold my breath until his lips curve up into a smile.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Relief washes over me. Morning. How was your run? Paul snatches a water bottle from the refrigerator and twists off the cap.
4 miles today.
His royal blue Under Armour t-shirt clings to his broad chest, the muscles in his biceps flexing with his movements. His blonde strands are damp and disheveled, and his skin glows with a golden sheen. I lift an eyebrow. How is it that you look this sexy after a 4 mile run? He grins.
How is it that you look this sexy when you just woke up?
I huff out a sardonic laugh, knowing damn well I resemble the crypt keeper at this moment. Paul leans in with puckered lips, but I make an X with my forearms in front of my face. The poop-eating bandit got me. You might want to stay back. He looks down at Maverick. And as if he knows we're talking about him, Maverick ducks around the corner of the island.
You're nasty, dog.
I'll call the vet today. Maybe they'll know how to deter him from eating his own feces. Paul leans his hip against the counter.
I think all dogs eat their own crap.
We have to watch him better when he's out back. Stop it before he can get to it. I walk around the island so I can start on breakfast. I read something once that said dogs eat their own poop when they're lacking vitamins in their diet. Was it an article? Maybe Josie told me. I don't know. I can't remember. Either way, I stop moving and snap my fingers in front of Paul's face. Are you even listening to me? Paul shakes his head, his eyes roving over my body.
I haven't heard one word since you stood up in those silky shorts.
I smile and set a frying pan on top of the stove. Please, this isn't anything you haven't